Duke University won its third NCAA basketball championship last night. In the national championship game, Duke beat the University of Arizona 82-72 in the Minneapolis Metrodome. The victory makes Mike Krzyzewski the fourth coach in history to win three national titles, or at least three national titles. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Congratulations to you and all the Duke alumni.
Well, thank you. I was probably the only Duke alumni last night who had members of the Duke coaching staff coming up to me saying, well, I guess we showed you, since 5 weeks ago when their starting center, Carlos Boozer, broke his foot, I, being the basketball genius that I am, went on a national television show and said, Duke is finished. They will not make the Final Four this year. And I guess they showed me, didn't they?
And then they won 10 in a row.
They did not lose after Carlos Boozer broke his foot. Mike Krzyzewski did a remarkable thing. He completely changed his offense and his defense 29 games into the season because of Boozer's absence, which is unheard of. They actually became a better team without Boozer. And then when he came back, first in a limited way 2 weeks ago and then full power this weekend, they were the best team in the country, as it turned out.
It was Shane Battier and Mike Dunleavy who did the heavy lifting last night, right?
Yeah, it really was. Jason Williams, the star point guard, struggled for most of the night. He had a huge three-point shot at the very end that was the dagger, finally, in Arizona's heart. But Mike Dunleavy was a player that almost nobody was talking about. He shot very poorly throughout the tournament. And in the first half last night, he was 1-for-6. And looked like he was going to be a non-factor. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 he hit three straight three-pointers early in the second half, shot Duke out to a 10-point lead, and Arizona had to play catch-up the rest of the way. And every time they got close, they got within two, they got within three several times, Shane Battier made an unbelievable play.
Dunleavy may not always be hitting, but, you know, I like to watch him play even when he's not hitting.
Well, he plays like a coach's son, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mike Dunleavy, his dad, is the coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, was a very fine player himself. And Dunleavy, you're right, has that coach's son's feel for the game. And he has struggled with his shooting, though, Bob, until last night when it mattered most.
Tough for Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad that it ended that way for them because everybody who follows basketball knows about the death of Bobby Olsen, Lute Olsen's wife, in January and how they all struggled with that, how important she was to the program. She was the mother of the Arizona program. I talked to Steve Kerr, who was the captain of Olsen's first Final Four team at Arizona in 1988 over the weekend, and he said, you have to understand, we all respected Lute. We all loved Bobby. So it would have been a great story had they won, and they came awfully close. They were a great team, too.
Krzyzewski now ties Bobby Knight with three national championships. Of course, Adolph Rupp had four, John Wooden 10.
Exactly. And Krzyzewski is now, without any doubt, in that first paragraph among the great coaches of all time. And this, as I said, might have been his best coaching job ever because of what happened with Boozer's injury, the adjustments he had to make. And let's remember that on Saturday against Maryland, Duke was 22 points down in the first half, and you never saw any sign of nerves on that Duke bench, and that's why they ultimately won.
Well, and you have Shane Battier. You ought to win.
Well, Shane Battier is a great player, but there are great players on other teams too. And the other thing, Bob, is recruiting is part of coaching, and Krzyzewski is one of the great recruiters of all time, just as Dean Smith was, just as John Wooden was, just as Adolph Rupp was.
So he ought to win it next year.
He'll have a shot. They lose Battier, obviously, but they've got some great players coming back. Jason Williams, Carlos Boozer, only sophomores. Dunleavy's a sophomore. We never know with defections to the pros, do we? But I don't think any of these kids are going to turn pro early. Arizona only loses Lauren Woods, so they'll be very good, too. Maybe you'll have a rematch next year in Atlanta.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.